Good evening. How is everybody? I'm not feeling so good, so I'm going to keep my hoodie on. Right? I am become a rebel. I'm not going to mug anybody. I'm just a little cold, so I'm going to keep my hoodie on if that's all right. I know you normally finish about 7:30, but we might run a bit over tonight. Do you know what? I absolutely love this place, but I take stick when I'm here. Like, since I've got here, since yesterday, I've had nothing but stick. And it ain't thank you. And it ain't stopped, but I do love it, actually. I do love it. It keeps me grounded. So, I'm going to get straight into it, and I'm reading. Hey, Shara. I haven't seen you in ages. I like this evening service because there's people that I don't normally see that come to it. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. And Rupert said, it's like a reunion. And it's the best service because Sid's never here. You know what I mean? He's on babysitting duty. Right. So John chapter 11, and it's death of Lazarus. We're going to start at the beginning. I might jump some verses because there's quite a lot to go through. But I'll read and just try and follow me as much as you can. Now there was a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent word to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. And when Jesus heard it be said, this illness does not lead unto death. For it is the glory of God that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in that place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let's go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just seeking to stone you. And are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he's the light of the world. And if anyone walks in the light, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awake him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he meant talking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe me, but let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let's go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And if everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, whom is coming into the world. When she said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. And when the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind also kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb and said, "Came to the tomb." It was, I'm doing my eyesight's going. Really, I might need them glasses in a minute. Came to the cave, and there was a stone laying against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha and her sister of the dead man said to him, "Lord, by this time it will be of an odor, and he will have been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that all you always hear me. And I said this on the account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who died came out. His hands and feet were bound with linen stripes, and his face wrapped with cloth. Jesus said to him, "Unbind him and let him go." Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the great testimony of you raising Lazarus from the dead. Lord, speak to us through this passage. Encourage us and edify us. Make us stronger in faith. And we ask this in your son's name. Amen. Amen. So this morning I said this is the time of year where we look back on last year and do a lot of reminiscing. Did we have a good year? Did we have a bad year? What am I going to change this year? What resolutions? What diets? How's my life going to look differently? And this morning we looked at, I said, what we were going to do was look at, first of all, what Jesus had done for us. So this morning we reflected on Jesus, and tonight we're going to reflect on us personally. We're going to do that part of the year where you look back and look forward. And we looked at what Jesus had done on the cross, how he died to save us, cleanse us, and put us in a right relationship with himself. Because I think this year has been a real testing year for this country and for me individually. I think socially, we've had terror attacks in Manchester and London. We had the fire at Grenfell Towers. Politically, we've let the lunatics run the asylum. And personally, I looked over my walk last year and I thought, man, like, I've been through it all. 1 minute, me and Jesus are like this. The next minute, it feels like that. 1 minute, I feel like, man, my patience and my love for people, it's just so great. The next minute I want to throw somebody. I think my life, as anything else, is really seasons. And you're going to find that out when you look at a class in a couple of weeks. Like, it's seasons. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. So what I did was, I was reading my Bible one night and I read this story. And I thought, last year, I've probably been everybody in this story. I looked at every character in the story and I thought, at some point I've been everybody in this story. So what I wanted to do tonight is take you through that process that I went through of looking at each character in this story. Now, you're going to have to forgive me for some creative license. Don't worry, I'm not going to be a heretic and I don't want to be stoned. But I've got some creative and poetic license in when I looked at this. So that's my plan for tonight. Is that okay? Is everyone with me? Amen. I'm going to get me brew. So, we have this documentation of Jesus raising Lazarus. And Mary and Martha, who were the sisters of Lazarus, send word to Jesus. Get told that they have a prior relationship, they know him. Jesus, this is the guy that you love. I'm the one that anointed your feet. He's died and you need to come and help us out in this situation. And Jesus replies, says, don't worry, this sickness is not unto death. He's asleep, I'm going to wake him back up. He says, actually, I am the resurrection and life. And Jesus goes and he approaches the darkness, the death, and the silence of the tomb. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. And at that moment, life is brought out of death, light out of darkness. The resurrection has happened. Jesus's hope has turned over sadness and crying and weeping, and joy is filled in the air again. And Jesus says to his death robes, unbind this man and let him go free. And the robes that he's being wrapped in just fall off. And Lazarus is there. This newness of life is stood before Jesus in front of everybody. Is there a more beautiful picture? I'm not so sure. So what I want to do is look at some of these characters in this story. And I'm going to go from the good to the bad. I'm going to start bad and go good. I'm going to do it the other way around. I'm going to look at first Mary and Martha. These are the characters that we all want to be. These are the ones that know who Jesus is and operate all the time knowing Jesus is God. Martha's the one who unashamedly, in front of an audience who mocked her, wept and used the air to wash the Lord's feet and anoint him. Whilst all laughed at her, she says, I don't care. I'm going to get down on my knees and beautifully cleanse the feet of my Saviour. She's in a permanent place of worship, not caring what the world says or thinks. And she gets on with her life. And then something bad happens in it. Her brother dies. There's a need. There's a brokenness. And what does she do? She's the one who sends word to Jesus. She's the one who says, there's a man who can come into this situation who can fix this brokenness. There's a man who will answer my call. She is the one that continuously sends word to Jesus to invite him into the brokenness, to heal, love, and restore, because he is the resurrection and life. And even when all hope is lost and Jesus turns up and there's no way out of this darkness, she still says, Mary and Martha, sir, we know whatever you ask, the Father's going to do. We ain't worried. were desperately upset. Mary and Martha are the people that are continually worshipping Jesus, looking out for other people, and calling out to Jesus in prayer, sending word to Jesus in prayer, saying, Jesus, can you help this person? That is where we all want to be, right? The ones that worship Jesus, that are so sensitive to other people's needs, are constantly praying and sending word to Jesus for him to step into brokenness of this world. That is a beautiful picture, right? And I've been that this year. Truly worship Jesus for who he is. Not forgetting who he is. Whilst those have laughed and mocked, I've said, nope, I'm going to anoint your feet with my tears. And I'm going to invite you to the brokenness of this world. At times I've been Mary and Martha. But then at times I've been Lazarus. And Lazarus, who stood there in the newness of life, where I've been in the pits of this world. I remember being unsaved. I remember Jesus calling me by my name. I remember facing some of my biggest demons last year, and Jesus called me by name. And I'm now stood. Called me out of death and darkness, and I'm stood looking him eye to eye in the newness of life, thinking, thank you, Jesus. But I don't know what went on before. I don't know what you've done, because 10 minutes ago I was dead. I had no knowledge, I had no chance, I had no wisdom, I didn't know anything. I was dead in my death. And you say three words and, man, I'm looking at you eye in eye, Jesus. I never saw a way out of this situation. I never saw a way out of this problem. But you called me by name and I'm stood now in the newness of life, in the freshness of life. Could you imagine Lazarus at that point? Man, so appreciating knowing that, do you know what? Man, you loved me. I knew you loved me, God. And I thought this was the end of it. But my Jesus, you've done it again. You've called me out of my death. And looking into the Saviour's face. Everybody's around him. Mary, Martha, everyone's crying and weeping. I bet he couldn't hear nothing. Just seeing Jesus. And he's like, man, I'm never taking my eyes off you again. I'm going to forever trust in you again. And do you know what? There's not a more beautiful word than when Jesus calls your name, right? All of those that are saved tonight in here, you've heard Jesus call your name, right? You've heard him call you out of your death, out of your old life, your sinful life. And he called you by name. And you're like, I didn't even know there was a new life. I didn't even know I was dead until you called me. And now, man, thank you, Jesus. And I wonder what happened from that story on. Because you're going to continue to live, right? Went back to his normal job. Carried on with his normal life. And people were saying, do you remember him? That was the dude that Jesus risen. And he's like, yeah. And do you think he forgot it? Do you think he treasured that memory forever? Like, not only am I going to forget the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, right? We never forget that. I ain't going to forget my death either. You know what Graham said? We're overcome by the power of the blood and the word of our testimony. Like, do you know how good my death was to my old self? So beautiful, I'm never going to remember that moment when Jesus called me out of my old life. When he called me out of my death. When he called me from death to resurrection. Man, that's such a beautiful moment for me. And those that are saved, don't forget that. Don't ever, ever forget that. I said, we're starting well, but we're going to bad, right? Maybe you're the Lazarus who still stood in the death robes. You are stood there, being called from death to life, but still wearing robes that stink. And they make you look and appear as if you are dead, but really you're not. You're wearing something that they put on Lazarus to signify his death, and he was laid to rest in that. And he wore them, for all intents and purposes, a dead. I thought about this, and I thought, I know what I've done here. I've done that. Because, oh, Lord, Jesus has called me to a new life. I've still acted as if I was in my old life. I still acted as if I was dead at times. At times I've carried on with the same sins as before. Pride, arrogance, hate. I'm walking around still stenching of death. I still look like I'm dead because I'm wearing the death robes of sin and I'm acting as if I was still dead. But no, the Lord's called me out of that. And I'm saying, Lord, I ain't taking these robes off. Mm-mm-mm. I want to act this bad. I want to walk around like a mummy, being sinful, stinking of death, looking like I'm dead. I want to be that person. And isn't that a dangerous place to be? Acting as if you were still unsaved. And you know what everybody around says? Look at them. They think they're something, but look at them. They stink and look like death. They say they're a Christian. I know what they're really like. They still want to carry on with their old self, their old ways. Maybe that's who we are at some points in our life. The Lazarus in the death robes. Or maybe you are the Lazarus that's still in the tomb. The one where Jesus has said, your name. He says, I want you to come out of your old life. I want you to come to me. I want you to recognize that I am the one true God who brings life and salvation, and I want you to worship me regardless of what anybody else thinks. And you say, no. No. I know you are Jesus. Jesus, I know you are God. In fact, I'm around Christians all the time. I know there's something true in there. But I'm not going to come out of this old life. Because when I walk outside and everyone sees that I've been raised from the dead, or my family are going to laugh at me, or my friends are going to laugh at me, my school friends are going to laugh at me, my family's going to disown me. I know you're true, Lord, because I can hear you calling my name, but I'm going to remain in the cave because I'm more embarrassed about what people will think when they see a dead man walking a new life than worshipping you. You know, at times, I should have stood up for stuff this year that Jesus died for. I've gone, Bro, stop giving it that again. You know, what are people going to think of you? All you do is give it that. There's certain injustices that I've seen go on inside the church and outside the church that my Savior died for, that I've gone, my reputation means more to me than that. I've been Lazarus in the cave, scared to come out and stand for what's right, scared to come out and worship Jesus in truth. Scared to live the life that Jesus gave me. I've been that Lazarus sometimes this year, you know? And finally, this one I haven't been, luckily, because I'm saved. Maybe the audience. Did you get that? The Jewish audience that was with Mary and Martha and consoled them. Goes back to the tomb and consoles them again. Sees Jesus coming amongst brokenness and weeps for the situation. Even sees Jesus doing actions for other people and saving them and saying, boy, Jesus must really love him. Seeing the miracle and not doing anything. I get that all the time. This is my family's biggest thing. They see Jesus, they stood on the side and they wept for me in my addiction. They see Jesus save me. I said, boy, Jesus must love him. But he needed Jesus because he was dead. I ain't dead, I'm fine, my life's all right. The bank account's bubbling nicely. Some new trainers on. Kids got a decent school. I don't need Jesus. See that junkie? He needs Jesus. He's dead. That's who Jesus needs to go to. Not me. I'll cry for him. On the outskirts, amongst the church. Probably there might be people who even serve in ministries, helping people that are broken. And witnessing the miracle of Jesus saving people, but going, that ain't for me. Jesus must, they really need Jesus. I don't. I'll just weep with those who need weeping with. Stood on the sideline and missing them, their own need for Jesus. Because what did Jesus say? See, this sickness, this is not unto death. You see what Lazarus has got, the problem Lazarus has got. Don't worry about that, because that ain't what's going to kill him. You see, but there is a sickness that will lead to death, and it's not this. There's a sickness of sin in your life, of stood on the sideline and ignoring Jesus, rejecting Jesus as the one true God and Saviour. The sickness of sin that allows you to keep doing what you're doing in your life. In your broken relationships, in your disregarding of God, in your pride, in your arrogance, in your fornication. This sickness leads to death. And you better pray that it comes to you. Because until you die to yourself, you will never be raised and resurrected in a newness of life. And if you stood on the sidelines, witnessing in, thinking this Jesus is not for you, you don't see the real sickness of your own soul that you need to witness and die to get a newness of life. I don't know where you've been this year in your walk with the Lord. I don't know if there's many of them characters in there. You could say, do you know what? That's who I was yesterday, but tomorrow I'm a different type of person. Because we all have seasons and we all go up and down. But this is my prayer. That every time we read that story, that we read it and say, do you know what? Today we're going to be the Martha and Mary. They're going to worship the Jesus and call for him into the brokenness of the world. We're not going to walk around stinking a death of his old life. We're not going to be ashamed of Jesus and stay in the tomb. And we're definitely not going to wait. Jesus' call for salvation. But we're going to be the ones that worship and call into the sickness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for we thank you, Lord, that you are the resurrection and the life. We thank you, Lord, that you called our names out of death and darkness, out of the tomb. But you just didn't resurrect us. You give us a new life, a new creation. You said, death garments, unbind him and let them go. Let them not smell and look a death no more. You said, in fact, for them to worship and love me, they need to be born again and have a newness of life. Because until a man is born again, he will not see salvation. Until a man is born again, they will not be able to worship Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you let us die to ourselves, the horribleness of sin, and resurrect us out of that. Jesus, as we go into this year, not knowing what this year holds, one thing we can be certain of, that you are the resurrection and life, and in that, my faith and trust will be. The Lord bless us as we go from here. In your Son's name, amen. Amen.